got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is the Reach Radio Show. Hey, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Mort. Mort's not here today. Reach counselors say the real estate market... Oh, Rick, that's right, he's here. Real estate counselors say that the real estate market is in recovering in your favor. So if you're ready to become a homeowner, now is the time to call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're looking for a home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done, or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, financing. Some people say it's fascinating, isn't it? Some people say financing can make or break a real estate deal. We say there's more to buying a home than just financing. Stick around, we'll tell you all about it. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about the drunkest city in Florida. Now, what would you think? Fort Lauderdale, South Beach, Key West, Daytona? Stick around, we'll tell you all about it. And then... should I rent or should I buy? The millennials don't want the responsibility that comes with home ownership, so they say. I wonder if they want the responsibility of just living. Yeah, we'll find that out. Just stick around. We'll tell you all about it. After the news, Hammer the Scammer segment. Rick Snyder is here with the latest in auto insurance scams. Now, how in the world can an insurance company scam you? You'll find out. That's coming right up.
Count the ways.
Yeah, count the ways, will you? And in our house segment, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with a little winter prep message. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a very special message for homebuyers. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a home buying package, including down payment and mortgage assistance program. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Well, Florida might be famous for, you know, expensive mansions and big houses and all that sort of thing, but I found out something very interesting about the Google search terms related to real estate in Florida. It's not at all what you think it's going to be. I'll have details for you at the bottom of the hour. October marks another month of foreclosures going down in the Florida housing market, according to a new report from Realty Track. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County had considerably fewer than in the past. Condos are often the most affordable option for first-time homebuyers, but federal rules have made it hard to get a mortgage on them. That could be changing with some new rules that the FHA is trying to pass. Congress raised the cost of flood insurance to policyholders and added a surcharge in the name of getting the National Flood Insurance Program out of debt. Guess what happened? Everybody bailed. In Florida, way down. People aren't buying it anymore. Therefore, it's not working out the way they thought it was.
Gee whiz.
Also, interest rates went down a tick, which is kind of interesting if you're out there looking for a mortgage. And finally, I have not one, not two, but three stories that would make you shake your head and say, no way. I say, yes way. And I'll have details at the bottom of the hour.
Super. When we return, we will answer this worthy question. Is it really all about money when buying a home? Some say yes, others say no. Who's right and what's left? So I clearly cannot choose the wine in front of you. It's a baffling conundrum, and we will promptly explain it.
I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
All right, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Are you considering home ownership or even home equity? Then you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. This is the workshop that sets you up with government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing options. When you complete this six-hour course, you will be officially deemed HUD qualified, and you will be able to receive all the government benefits that they have to offer. During this holiday season, there's still a way for you to qualify. You can go to www.reach4housing.org and look at the programs tab there, and you'll see a menu bar with a drop down selection there, and you click first time homebuyers button, and when that page loads, you'll see a blue box at the bottom of the page blinking profusely, and it's telling you to click here for the online course. Now there is a $125 fee for that course, and if you don't want to do that, you want to give a little wait until January and take the course in January the 10th down in Kendall, our Kendall office in Miami. They have a first-time home buyers class there, and of course January the 24th in Palm Beach. That's the first-time home buyers course there. But if you haven't got anything to do over the holidays and you would like to jump online and get that done, the same shall work. Under whose authority the same shall work? Wouldn't that be nice? For additional information about first-time home buyers workshops, call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. The first-time home buyer workshop is a mandatory course if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know a first-time home buyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, now, financing. Everyone is always concerned about financing, and will that make the deal, crush the deal? Who knows? But we say it's a little bit more about financing. And if you are looking to become a homeowner, then you need to know about a few of the basics. And one of the basics is your credit score. Do you know about credit score requirements? Are you familiar with the different mortgage options that may be available to you? These are the basics of home buying. And if you're not familiar with the starting place, then you need to educate yourself or find someone you can trust. We suggest you do both. Before we talk to you about who you can trust, let's take a look at the basics. Credit scores. The old rule still applies. The higher your credit score, the lower your monthly payments. Now, on a national average, maybe, Steve, not down here in Florida, but they say anything below 660, you're not going to make it.
Not impossible, but well, it can be done. But, yeah, that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, that's sort of a national average is what the good folks are saying here. 660 to 680, you're going to have to pay sizable fees or a higher down payment. But that's just pretty much the cutoff point for getting the mortgage. Even our friends at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development say they've noticed the same thing. It's a little harder to get a house with that credit score. But they do say that borrowers in the 580 range can slide through. But in today's market, they're probably looking for 640 to 660, and that's a minimum. So if you have a low credit score, what do you do to make it better?
You need cash.
You need cash. Or you need to call the good folks at Reach. How convenient. I have that number right here. It's 855-487-3224, and they have a very comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues and get you back on a sound credit track.
I have to tell you, there are tips and tricks involved in this.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody at the office gave me a CD that said how to improve your credit score in 30 days. This was way back when I first started working at Reach, and I did it. And believe it or not, within 30 days, I'd added 40 points to my credit without changing anything except moving a few things around. There are lots of tricks where you can boost your credit rating up.
Yeah. And the good folks at Reach, we always say this, but it's true. They know the tricks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They sort of like know where all, they know where the path leads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, because buying a home is one of the biggest investments most people will ever make. And it's a long-term investment, so you're kind of stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get into something bad, it's hard to get out of it. Proper planning, that's what we're talking about right now, doing proper planning. Realistic debt-to-income ratios is another guide that you can look at. There are various rules of thumb that will help you get an idea of how much of a home you can afford. And if you're using FHA, almost one-fifth of the buyers use FHA-insured loans. That's a pretty nice number. Your home payment can't exceed 31% of your monthly income. I know, you got to sit down, you have to get the calculator out, and you have to work it out, but these are the steps you have to do to become a homeowner. And we're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about even if you want to become a homeowner, because the millennials are saying they're not interested.
You know why I think that is? Well, there are many reasons, but one is they saw the recession. Over the years, those of you who are over 40 know that real estate was always a great investment,
yeah.
Especially Florida real estate. It was impossible to lose money.
Right.
Then came 2007, and all of that changed when the bubble burst. And that's what the millennials experienced. So I think they're probably a little gun-shy because of that. But since then, increases have been going like 3 to 5% over every 90 days. It's been much, much better.
All right. Well, your monthly income is a big decider. But there are other factors that FHA will go through, and they can work with you. And that's the whole purpose of FHA.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have HUD counseling agencies to help you get into a home. We're not just sitting here talking, folks. We're telling you like it is. This is where you go. Reach has the answers, and they know how to get you set up.
And relationships not just with HUD and FHA, but with local banks.
Right, right. You know, we say that every week. You know, we know the answer to the questions before the banks even ask.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we work with them every single day,
mm-hmm.
and we have success. Look at loyal listener Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lloyd, you still out there, buddy? He was a great guy. He was a vet just driving around in his truck and heard us on the radio and decided, you know, I'm going to see if those guys are telling the truth. And he picks up the phone and calls, and we got him into a house. No money down, because he was a qualified vet. He wasn't sure that if he was a qualified vet, but, you know. Once you know the numbers, put them together to work for you. And here's a little tip. Start living, if you want to get a conventional loan, and use the SAFE formula that says that your home expenses should not exceed 28% of your monthly income, your gross monthly income. So once you know those numbers, you put them together and make them work for you. Start living that financial lifestyle before you buy your home. Once you're in that financial habit, your success rate becomes inevitable. I mean, it's incredible how it will last once you get used to living at a certain income. And then, you know, once your bills are paid, what's left is yours. That's the whole premise behind that. And if you can live that lifestyle, then when you're ready to buy your home and you move into the home, you're already living the financial lifestyle that you need to live to help you afford and stay in the home. So before you shop, calculate the mortgage payment for your home in your intended price range. And don't forget about the taxes and the insurance and the utilities. Those are all brand new things that will come your way when you become a homeowner. Then you want to save the difference between what the expenses are and what your proposed expenses are. Put that in the bank and start saving. Not only does it allow you to build a nice nest egg, but you can back away from it, or you can set back the payments. Everything is adjustable for you once you get into it. So don't forget to calculate in the loan fees, and depending on your credit and financing capabilities, you'll typically need to save enough money for the down payment, which is between 3% and 20%, unless
you're a veteran.
You're a veteran. That's right. The veterans can jump in at no money down, and why not? I think we owe them a little bit more than just down payment, mm-hmm. right? All right. Well, Rick says we have about a minute left. So if you're using FHA financing, then you need a credit score of 580 or higher. The one exception, like we said, veterans, their affairs are in a little better shape there.
While we're on the subject of credit, the government mandated that there has to be a place where you can get your credit report for free.
Yes.
Now, you see these things on TV with the silly jingles and all that. No, those are not free. You have to make a commitment. The free one is annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. Cost you absolutely nothing.
Wow. And normally, what it's only about, what, $15, $20 or something?
I don't know, because I've never bought one, because it's free.
It's free. Yeah. You know, yeah, we
that's like, my favorite price.
Yeah, yeah. We like... We like that when
isn't
they,
it
when
like
they
30
do that.
Or 40 bucks, something like that?
I think it. I thought it was 15, but that may have been years ago. It might be $30 or $40 at this stage, and it keeps going up. You know, you can't judge things by the price of gas anymore. So, all right. Well, listen. There's a few little tips for you to help you get into home ownership, and just try and remember this: it's really not that hard to get into a home if you have professionals that are there to guide you through the deep waters. All right, after the break, millennials, do they want the responsibility of home ownership? Were you born between 1982 and 2000? If so, some consider you to be a millennial. Stay with us and we'll tell you what it's like to be one. Woohoo!
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Ooh, hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host. And Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. And we are here today to talk about the millennials. Is that you by chance? A millennial, also known as the millennial generation or Generation Y, are the demographic cohort for following Generation X, X, Y, Z. I wonder what's going to happen when we get past Z.
A.
They'll just wrap it right back around again. Yeah, well, there's no precise dates when the generation starts and ends. Most researchers and commentators use the birth years ranging from the early 1980s to the 2000s. So, hey, some people call them Generation We, or Global Generation, or Generation Next, or Net Generation. And I like this one, Echo Boomers.
That's a good one.
Because everyone must fit in a box.
Yeah, by golly, if you're a round peg trying to get into that square hole, forget it. Yeah, that's a shame that our society is rolled into that. But that's what it is. But we have been, the REACH folks send us to these little seminars all the time, and we learn about how to market to these folks. And everyone has been saying lately that the millennials aren't interested in owning a home. Some say they just don't want the responsibility. Some say that they like the freedom of being able to pick up and move anytime they want and go anywhere they want without anything holding them down, which is kind of silly, because if you owned a house and you wanted to move to Texas on a whim, rent the house and move to Texas. Mm. I mean, what's wrong with that? But among the different generations, the millennials have the highest number of married couples buying a home than others.
Wow.
Now, that contradicts what they say about millennials don't want to buy homes. That's why I wanted to do this segment. Every single course that I've taken, everything, they say the millennials don't want to have anything to do with home ownership.
I heard that 87% of all statistics are made up.
You know, when you started that, I was going to finish by saying that's true. All 86% of all, actually it's 86.2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord. Right, when considering an agent for buying a home, a real estate agent, millennials were more likely to place more importance on the honesty and integrity of the agent.
I believe that. That's true.
Really? Well, no. Who likes a dishonest agent?
That's correct.
I mean, what? Oh, yeah. The millennials like the honest ones. There's the trick. How do you spot one?
Well, referrals.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ask a customer. Are they honest?
Let me tell you how not to do it. Over your text engine. Hey, can you text me the name of a good realtor?
And not a relative.
Yeah. Oh, well, then lies the problem. So, yeah, you'd think that they were born in Alabama. Nothing wrong with Alabama. I have a place there, so no problem. Let's take a look at this.
With a banjo on your knee.
Yeah, exactly. Millennials, most likely to choose to finance their homes with a mortgage from the Federal Housing Administration rather than go through any other agency.
FHA, number one.
FHA, like, yeah. All the way, FHA.
How are they doing that, Al?
They're going to REACH is right? what they're doing, because right. we are the official HUD housing counseling agency. Make no mistake about that. Don't even make a mistake about that. All right, financing for their homes. Millennials were more likely to use, are you ready for this, their savings for down payment on their homes. I didn't think anybody saved anything anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, it's amazing that the millennials save.
Well, they're turning things around. They've seen things in other areas, and they say, whoops, we have to put some money aside.
Yeah, I think because they came through the recession, they have a little more moxie than some previous generations might have had.
Yeah. You know? Moxie, yeah. Can you spell that?
You know, kind of like we're baby boomers. Our parents went through the Depression, so their view of the world was very different from ours, because it was like, you know, milk and honey for the people that grew up in the 60s.
Right. Well, I want to hear from some millennials. So you know the number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. If you're a millennial, call us up and tell us why you don't want to buy a house. We'd like to talk to you. We have some information for you. Okay, also, millennials are more prone to use a real estate agent to buy a home than any other generation.
Also
and,
very
and that's
smart.
90% wow. of millennials.
One reason for that, I think, Al, is I've sold homes myself without an agent because it was so easy. People were buying homes and prices were skyrocketing 10, 15 years ago. Right. People were lining up to buy a home. You didn't need an agent.
Hmm. Oh, that was buy owner, right?
Right. That's exactly what we used.
I remember that. Yes. Buy owner. Are they still around?
I don't think so.
No, you have to get a trusted real estate agent.
That's right.
My golly, we keep telling you guys that. It should come as no wonder that the millennial generation relied heavy on internet resources to find their home rather than using the traditional housing methods like other generators did, like the MLS.
Which is now on the web.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, duh. Everything's good. You had something you want to throw on there?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm guessing here that they're more likely to buy homes that were previously owned or older homes, so they could just move in instead of waiting for the construction process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to figure out, are they lazy people?
No.
I think another reason is that rents are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tired of renting. How we say that every single week, right? Okay. Yeah, let's get on out of here then. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the latest on wedding cashier scams. Get your hammer ready. And then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here today with a message for homeowners. It's starting to look a lot like Christmas. So we might want to get our house ready for that. And then Reach's Spotlight Radio Home, Spotlight Home of the Week, I'll get that out of there, has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Wait until you hear this. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a guy who knows no ends. He knows some linebackers and some quarterbacks, but he knows no ends. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Florida might be famous for its expensive mansions, but an analysis of the search phrase real estate typed into Google by the masses shows a decidedly downscale bent. According to research by a company called Estately, Florida leads the nation in searches for reverse mortgage hazards. The Sunshine State also leads the nation in other less-than-sunny search phrases, including mobile home parks, eviction, Section 8 housing, and mortgage fraud. October marked another month of foreclosures going down in the South Florida market, including Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. The rate had decreased an incredible 24.4% compared to the same month last year, indicating a strengthening in the housing economy for South Florida. Out of the three counties, Miami-Dade had the most foreclosures with 2,185. Broward wasn't far behind with 2,000. Palm Beach County only had 919 foreclosures, according to this report. Condos are often the most affordable option for first-time homebuyers, but federal rules have made it hard to get mortgages on them. That could change with new rules released last week by the FHA. The FHA offers a 3.5% down loan that appeals to many buyers who are looking for their first home. But condo units were not available for those favorable loans unless they were in a building that was at least 50% owner-occupied. That eliminated buildings that were mostly occupied by renters or vacationers. Now, under the new rules, which are temporary and only last for 1 year, second homes would now be considered owner-occupied, provided they don't belong to investors. That means that condos owned by South Florida's large snowbird population could become eligible for financing, increasing the inventory available to buyers and making it easier for sellers to unload their units. Rents have risen steadily after the housing bust on demand from former homeowners who can't qualify for mortgages and young professionals who don't want to be tied down to a house. Consumers often cite recurring costs like property taxes, insurance, maintenance, and homeowners association dues as the reason why renting is more practical than owning. Most analysts agree that buying is the better option than renting when it comes to wealth creation. But a recent study by FAU and FIU universities show that owning isn't as clear-cut an advantage when investment opportunities are there for renters. The key is you take the money you save and you invest it, and then that money grows. But that, of course, takes some discipline. Congress raised the cost of flood insurance to policyholders and added a surcharge in the name of getting the National Flood Insurance Program out of debt. But statistics are suggesting that Floridians in particular are bailing out in numbers too big to be brushed off as a blip. Florida, the state with the most flood policies, has shed more coverage than any other, nearly 300,000 policies by this fall, compared to 2009 records. That's down a striking 13%. The national drop in that span is about 8%. The decline is even more pronounced in individual cities. Policies dropped by 20% in Palm Beach Gardens and 27% in Royal Palm Beach, for example. From a taxpayer standpoint, fewer policies means fewer people that the flood program may have to pay after a disaster, but it also means that fewer people are paying into the system over the long haul and fewer are covered for flood catastrophes that inevitably produce calls for government emergency help in a disaster. So raising the price may have been a big mistake. We'll see. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates edged slightly lower this week after two straight weeks of increases. Expectations persist that the Fed is going to raise its key short-term interest rate sometime in December. Freddie Mac said Thursday the average rate on a 30-year fixed is 3.97%. Talk about loose change. A Miami-area mayor who is feuding with his local commission tried to use 360,000 pennies and nickels. That's 28 buckets full of change to pay a $4,000 ethics fine. Instead of accepting the change, the commissioner, Carlos Hernandez, said that he intentionally broke the rules because he knew the panel only accepted checks. Now the Miami-Dade Commission on Ethics and Public Trust is suing him. The commission ruled that Hernandez lied about interest rates on a $180,000 loan to a jewelry salesman, now jailed for a pyramid scheme. A website called 24/7 Wall Street released a list of what it calls the drunkest cities in each state. Mm-hmm. And Florida's entry is a bit of a surprise. You'd think Key West, right? Or South Beach, or Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach. Nope. The financial news website, based on the data in which city had he had the highest binge drinkers and heavy
drinkers.
Heavy pardon me.
Hey, hold on. Let me get
I need
you
a beer. I need a drink. Here's the number one city. You ready?
Ready.
Sebastian Vero Beach, the drunkest city in Florida.
I'm going there.
And finally, a landscaper identified as Lorenzo Adnan Ramirez is behind bars after a woman reported he exposed himself to her inside a pool restroom at the Villages. According to the arrest affidavit, Ramirez allegedly told officers that he was working nearby when an insect got on his clothing, inside his clothing. He ran inside the restroom to get it out, allegedly. Officers didn't buy the story since a background check showed that at least one other time he was convicted for indecent exposure in another park nearby. Now, whether Mr. Ramirez had ants in his pants or a cockroach will be determined in court.
I would say it's just shrubbery, probably a little bushy.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
That didn't really come out over the air, did it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be darned. All right, you know what it is? It's time to hammer the scammer, just as the prognosticators predicted. Oh, Rick. What do you got here? You got some scammers for car insurance.
Car insurance?
How in the world, how can someone scam you in a car insurance deal?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you buy a fake insurance policy from a dishonest agent. You could lose your car in all this as well. Huh. Here's what happens. You buy a car, and there's a guy waiting, not necessarily in the dealership. The dealers would never be complicit in anything like this.
Right.
Maybe at a used car lot, or you find somebody online because you're looking for discount car insurance. Well, here's what happens. You contact this alleged discount insurance broker. You have your new car, and he tells you he can get a great deal with a big-name insurance company, big discount. Now, you say, well, what's the deal here? You've made some inquiries. You know that the insurance is going to cost you about $2,000. But this guy tells you he'll get the coverage for $1,200. Boy, that's an $800 savings.
Yeah,
and he tells you don't have to pay anything right now, just a small deposit until he presents you with your proof of insurance. What a deal. So here you go. You buy the $2,000 policy, and you buy it direct online, directly insures in your name. He buys the policy for you because he is the alleged insurance broker. Mm-hmm. He buys the policy, and
meaning the scammer.
The scammer buys the policy. That's correct.
Right.
From direct online insurers, he buys it in your name, and he agrees to make your monthly payments around $160. Then he gets the proof of insurance. Mm. After paying $160.
Right.
And then he tells you, look, the thing cost $1,200. I saved you $800. I need a check for the entire amount. Great. You write the check, pay him the $1,200, and then he disappears with your money. Now you have a legitimate insurance policy until you don't realize that the payments are due.
Right.
You get an envelope, you get a bill, rather, from the insurance company. Hey, monthly payment. I paid in full. You might call them, you might ignore it. The second month shows up. You haven't paid. The insurance is canceled, and that's when you get into trouble.
There goes your driver's license.
Absolutely.
That is diabolically clever.
Isn't that clever?
And you know, when you were telling that story, I was thinking, not only could it be somebody hanging around the parking lot, but it could be someone that's there pretending like they're looking at a car.
Another car. Could
be. And then they get into a conversation with you. Oh, that's a nice car. What do you think of that car? Hey, what are you going to do about your insurance?
Right. Right.
And so it could be, it's now, definitely not associated with the car lot or the dealer.
Correct. This is a scammer on the run or on the loose. Now, there's more to it because you have become a participant in a fraud. The scammer may have supplied all sorts of fake information to the insurer in order to get you insured, and you could be at risk for a criminal prosecution
and
go to jail.
For supplying false information.
Absolutely. So be careful of that, and here are a couple of tips on how to avoid it. Check that the agent is licensed by the state. Use their interactive map to find your state contact. Check with consumer agencies to see if this agent has been the subject of any complaints. Back off if you're offered a discount of 30 to 50% before normal. Pay by check or money order made out to the insurance company if you can, not the agent. He'll tell you, I've got to have a check so I can make the payment for you. Make it out to the insurance company. Beware of requests for payment in cash or offers of deals from someone you just happen to meet in a non-business environment like a restaurant or a bar or on the lot, as Al mentioned, shopping for a car.
Right. You know, this falls back to the oldest adage in the book. If it's too good to be true,
don't believe it.
It's probably not.
Right. Make sure the agent explains everything up front. Be wary if the agent seems evasive or unable to answer the questions you're asking, or maybe in a real hurry. Look, I got to get this done because I got an appointment. Just be careful. We know how they do it. We're just so gullible sometimes. Consider getting a second opinion from another broker if you feel uneasy about any of this deal. And check on the health of the actual insurance company your policy is with. Use one of the search boxes on their homepage. But just be careful if you happen to run into an insurance agent on the used car lot or in a social setting where he can get you a big discount.
Now speaking of gullible, did you know that the word gullible is not in the dictionary?
No.
Okay.
Do I believe that?
He'll believe anything.
Now, Alan, right. I know you have a scam quite close to you, a personal scam that just occurred.
It was a very interesting scam. We call it the wedding scam. It's called, Will You Marry Me? Yes, I Will. There's the scam.
No, that's
not it. No, actually, this just happened. I think we announced on the air that Carlton, our resident pest control freak, his daughter was getting married.
Yep.
And we're congratulating him and all that stuff. And then he tells me that they had some, they had some wedding crashers.
Uh-huh.
People that crash the wedding.
Pretty common. Free food, free booze.
Yeah, yeah. And you know that little box where people give you cards with checks and cash and all that stuff?
They put money.
Gift cards and things like
that?
Yeah, don't leave that laying around on a table, folks. Guess what?
What?
Someone will pick it up.
Like
a scammer.
Oh.
Or a wedding crasher.
Okay.
Or could be worse.
Yeah.
But the point is,
even a drunken relative.
That's
even
correct.
I never thought about that. I wasn't drinking that day, so it wasn't me.
So what happened at the wedding, Alan?
It was a great wedding. Carlton invited us up, and we went up there to say hi to everybody. And of course, I had to get some home repair done. So
right.
It was just a very, very, for such a supposed happy day. It turned into be a really crappy day.
Because?
Because someone stole the money.
Ouch.
And that you would think if you're going to leave, and who knows how much cash, but if you're going to leave cash laying around, you think you'd have somebody kind of keep an eye on it?
Well, it's not really laying around. It's in an envelope in a box.
And the box is sitting on a table.
Nicely decorated. This is the gift box. So what you're getting to is that someone in the wedding rifled that box and stole the cash and the cards, the gift cards.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not sure who it is at this
point. It was a special wedding gift. What can I tell you?
Ooh, but not much of a gift.
Yeah, so we're Carlton's not online yet, right? No, he's not online. He is? Oh, he's probably listening to us. Sorry, Carlton.
Well, here's the bottom line on that. Yeah. Guard that box. Don't leave it out where unguarded, unwatched, because you do place it. People are dancing. People are eating. People are drinking, celebrating.
Drinking, celebrating.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that box is very vulnerable.
Yep. So there's a little personal message from a scam that...
Personal scam.
You
got nailed.
They are out there, folks, and that's why we tell you about them every single week, because there's some creative folks out there, and they're really coming up, like you say, the car insurance scam. Who would have thought?
Somebody.
And who has the...
Yeah.
What are those?
Chutzpah.
The chutzpah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to do such a thing, you really have to either be a desperate and turbulent character to get involved.
Be vigilant.
Like that.
Be vigilant.
Yep.
Just remember, they're out there, they're looking for your money in an unscrupulous way, and you don't want to fall for this stuff because it's easy. They make it easy.
Right.
I'm going to make this easy for you. Yep. All you have to do is give me the dough up front. We'll take care of everything and get you that huge discount.
You know, I think I would appreciate a thief that just comes up to you and puts a gun in your face and says, give me your money.
No.
Well, at least you know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. Yeah. Folks, we would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Just a reminder, Reach offices will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. That would be Thursday and Friday, allowing our counselors a little bit more time for their own families. And we hope that you have a prosperous and happy holiday this November the 26th. And we would suggest that you go ahead and take Friday off as well. It's Reach Orders. Go ahead
we'll
and do
it.
That. And we'd also like to encourage you to check out the show website at reachradioshow.com and listen to past shows or email us a line or drop us some ideas or suggestions for the home.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
With two cats in the yard, I believe. It's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak and happily free dad. You have one less kid running around the house, right, Carlton?
Yep, no give backs.
No give backs?
to the groom.
Yeah, did he try and bring her back already?
Nope. That's her deal, not mine.
You got it. Well, listen, we want to talk about how to prepare your home for the winter that's coming up, but I guess you heard us online talking about the wedding scam. Care to add anything to that? Like some?
Well, you know, definitely try and check and double check your guest list. Try to put somebody in charge of that that can monitor who's coming in and who's coming out. If they're not on the list, don't let them in.
Right.
And, you would think, you know, have somebody, you know, secure the gift box but you would think that in a room full of Marines and Air Force that perhaps we had that covered, but
yeah.
Apparently it was overlooked.
Well, you, what can you say? It's just one of those things. And who thinks about that during a... You're happy, you're drinking, you're socializing.
Looking back on it, seriously, all joking aside... Have somebody check in the door. You know, everybody wants to help out on that day. Get somebody assigned to the door, and when the guest list has been met, just close it down. Don't let anybody else in.
Right. Well, everybody has seen the movie Wedding Crashers, and you know that was a happy-go-lucky kind of a movie. Nobody was stealing things. That would be the light side of the dark side, I guess. You know, people crash weddings, and we think it's funny, but it's not when they start taking things. So, not
yep. Sure. Anybody in a suit and a tie is going to walk in. They're either friends of the family or friends of the groom or something. You're right. You know, nobody questions it, and if they do. You just say, "Oh, I'm with the groom from his second cousin's double removed wife's best friend."
Yeah, that's how they did it in the movie, The Wedding Scammers. They just faked their way through it. But unfortunately, like you said, Carlton, she's hooked up with all these Marines, and I think there was a whole bunch of money there. But that's not the reason for the scam story.
If they took a dollar, it was too much.
Exactly. That's
what I was going to say. It's not the amount; it's the fact that they actually did it. All right, let's get into the house now. We have
all right,
the winter.
Here's how we're going to save some money quick.
Okay.
This winter.
All right.
Okay. Come spring is when you're going to find out that you spent a bunch of money over the winter that you didn't need to spend. If we're going to have a hard freeze in Florida can do damage quick without us even knowing, okay?
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to drain our irrigation system. Sounds like a big process, right?
Right.
It's not. Turn it on, mark out where your irrigation heads are, find the lowest irrigation head in each zone. Turn your irrigation off, go out to the lowest head, unscrew it, or remove the nozzle that is on it.
Right.
And just let it drain. It'll take about 3 minutes a zone.
Mm.
Let the water run out. And then turn the irrigation off for the hard freeze. Make sure that the zone doesn't get used before the freeze. No water in the pipe means no expansion in the pipe, means no broken pipe.
That's a good rule.
You have a broken pipe in your irrigation, it may be a couple months, up to a couple months before you even realize it.
That's a couple of months and a few $100 on your water bill.
Just to get the guy out there, not to mention the repair. Hmm. It's an easy half hour's worth of work to save $150-$200.
There you go.
Not more.
That's good advice. What about putting up the lights for the season or anything? Anything special we should know about that? I mean, everybody puts them up, but every year you always hear about someone who fell off the roof while they were hanging lights.
Well, the best way to do that, in my opinion, the safest way, is to do it from the ladder. Don't do it from the roof.
Right, right.
From the roof, we're at an angle. We're not quite sure. Our equilibrium gets a little messed up between the flat ground and the angle roof. Next thing you know, you're on your head on the flat ground. Don't do it. Just stay on the ladder. Do it from a ladder.
You are a pretty smart guy. I'm hard-headed. I would have probably got up on the ladder, up on the roof, because it's easier to move along than it is to hang some lights, get down, move the ladder 4 feet, stand back up again, move the ladder 4 feet, get back up again. I'm a roof guy. But
I have one that I learned from a neighbor.
Okay.
If you're lighting your shrubs or trees in the yard, don't use those C9 bulbs because they get hard and they get hot and they can burn, especially if there hasn't been rain in a while. Use LEDs because they don't get hot.
Ah, yeah, that's good. That won't hurt the plants,
absolutely,
right, Carlin?
Actually, 100% true that it doesn't hurt the plants. Use LED for two reasons. One, because it doesn't get hot and can cause a fire hazard. And two, it's going to be a lot cheaper on your electric bill.
Yeah.
The other thing is, some people, I know they've been driving this home. I don't know who all heard it and who all hasn't. But you take your old lights into Lowe's, and they've got a buyback thing where they'll give you like 5% off your purchase of LED lights or something. Some kind of special out there with them.
Well, we'll have to check with Charlie White on that and see what he's got. That's a good thing to know. Yeah, because the LED lights, actually, they even look cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do. They look brighter, they look more colorful. And, we're talking, like in your house where you got a 40-watt bulb, you replace it with an LED, it's going to be probably a 3 to a 5-watt bulb.
Mm-hmm.
The math just adds up over the end of the year.
Right. Yeah, it saves money, especially when you got our lights. All right, brother, we appreciate the input and the correct knowledge, and sorry about your wedding.
Well, it wasn't mine.
but you're free now. That's the important part. You're free.
Yeah.
All right, Carlton, we'll check with you next week.
Thanks.
All right, when we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. And if you're a vet, we would like to thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a money-saving message for future homeowners. If you plan on using FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you are a vet, like we said before the break, it's even better than you think. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And just to let you know, Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop, like we said earlier during the credit report deal. And that will teach you how to deal with credit issues and get you back on a sound credit track. You know about the numbers for the score, and that's what they do at Reach. They also provide free foreclosure and modification counseling free of charge. You know why it's free? Because, like Steve said earlier, the government makes it free. Good for the government. They finally did something right. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. Reach counselors know what the banks need before they ask. That's because we work with them every single day. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for the many government assistance programs available to you. Toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, Rick, now we've got some events coming up for the Salvation Army. The Salvation. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? Fifth annual Thanksgiving dinner for those in need. A complete Thanksgiving meal for all those who are eligible to go and get a free meal. It's Wednesday, November 25th from noon to 2:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army Northwest Community Center, 600 North Rosemary Avenue, right in downtown West Palm Beach. You can call them at 561-833-6767. Free food. Ooh, I love those words.
Give me that number again.
Yes, I will. 561-833-6767. Music. Free food, what's not to like? It's the fifth annual Thanksgiving dinner sponsored by the Salvation Army. It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 25th from noon to 2:30, 600 North Rosemary Avenue. And this is a complete Thanksgiving dinner.
Salvation Army, huh?
That's right. Very good, Alan.
Give me your money.
No.
No, actually, those guys are great.
Yes.
The Salvation Army, we did a report on them years ago, and they are the agency that has the lowest administrative fees.
Really?
The lowest.
Oh,
the head administrator of the Salvation Army takes a pittance for a paycheck. I mean, it's nothing like the other nonprofits that we hear about.
And they're giving away free food. Now, look, if you're someone who is hungry and in need.
That's you.
Yeah, well, I can't help that. But I can do my own Thanksgiving, thank you. But there are people that need assistance, and that's why the Salvation Army is there. They've been there for many, many years.
Yep.
You see them ringing the bell every holiday season.
It doesn't work now.
Just let it go.
Broke the bell.
Oh, he did.
No,
he broke the bell.
The bell's broken.
Well,
hey, you know, it's nice. They do it on Wednesday, the 25th,
yes,
the day before the actual Thanksgiving. But we're in the spirit of the holiday.
It's noon to 2:30. It's at 600 North Rosemary Avenue in West Palm Beach, the Salvation Army Northwest Community Center. See you there.
We'll be there. All right, that's all the time left to us today, folks. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And a huge hat tip to the Reach Counselors. Without them, the fountain of home savings information would be reduced to a trickle. But give the good folks at Reach a call and let them know you're looking to buy a home. We encourage you to check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And you may send us a message or an email. And we encourage you to have a wonderful holiday coming up.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.